Faith-based leaders are the latest group to take a stand against the bill, which would freeze Ohio's energy efficiency and renewable standards for electric utilities. Pastors from around Ohio said they support the current policies, claiming that their beliefs spur them to endorse guidelines that encourage green energy and protect the environment. Reverend Robert Martin from the First Presbyterian Church in Athens says his building has gone through several renovations to become more efficient, saving the church about $6,000 in 1 year. Although Martin says there's a clear benefit to investing in the efficient changes, he asserts the church couldn't afford the renovations without the state's current policies.
And when there's a partnership between the state, the utilities, and local congregations or businesses, I think it benefits everyone. If the freeze was in place, I don't think those monies would have been available. So I think there's an incentive to try to get people on board now, to reduce costs now, and to reduce use now.
The Republican-backed bill was scheduled for a possible vote in a House committee on Wednesday, but that meeting was canceled. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.